SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As tens of millions of Americans take to the air, hit the roads, ride the rails to their Thanksgiving destinations this week, from west to east, the weather could pose a challenge.
In California, where a person was found dead in a vehicle submerged in floodwaters over the weekend, authorities braced for more precipitation while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday.
He says the East Coast could see snow and rain for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Complaining of low pay, airport workers at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport making good on their threat to strike.
One of the companies involved, ABM, issued a statement last week saying that they would take steps to minimize disruptions from any demonstrations, acknowledging that they were aware of the planned demonstration over the busy holiday travel season.
Correspondent Leah Skeen says strikers work for companies hired by American Airlines to clean airplane interiors, remove trash, and provide wheelchair escorts. It is a 24-hour walkout. Attention turning to upcoming Senate confirmation hearings now that President-elect Trump has rounded out his cabinet picks. Also at SRNNews.com, they're accused of murdering an Israeli rabbi. Three Uzbek nationals under arrest in the United Arab Emirates. The 28-year-old ultra-Orthodox rabbi ran a grocery store in the city of Dubai. And there are reports of a draft ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 458 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 83 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse, looking for volunteers.
The giant Christian relief agency is often seeking people to head to the scene of a natural disaster and help people out. But right now, they simply need folks who are willing to pack up shoeboxes full of gifts for poor kids around the world. The annual Operation Christmas Child is in full swing, and all those boxes have to be checked, collated, and prepared for delivery at processing centers in cities such as Atlanta, Denver, and Baltimore. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for embattled Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, the Hindu nationalist government there is barring ministries and NGOs from receiving any funding from outside the country. ICC says for the first time, India's Ministry of Home Affairs has listed religious conversion activities as a reason for blocking foreign funding of certain non-governmental organizations. This is SRN News. Cameras all over the place these days, and it has led to an arrest in a Connecticut double murder case.
A suspect in the fatal shooting of a woman and her four-month-old son inside a car in Hartford, Connecticut, was arrested in Puerto Rico. The U.S. Marshals Service said they found Lance Macho Morales on Saturday. Police believe the 23-year-old Waterbury, Connecticut resident pulled up alongside a car Tuesday and began firing because of a dispute. Decia Mercado and her infant son were killed. A man in the car was shot and injured. Police say Morales was ID'd through video from the scene and information from the public. He's being held on a $3 million bond and was awaiting extradition. I'm Julie Walker.
The crash of a Boeing cargo plane in Vilnius, Lithuania has left at least one person dead. It was a DHL plane crashed near the airport, skidding into a house. More details, SRNNews.com.